welcome to another edition of Dr. Drew's Two Cents. I'm your host, Dr. Drew. As always, with me, my co-host, the large, the bearded, Chris Crespo.
Yes. Large.
Screw you, man.
What, you're a bigger guy, dude.
I'm a big dude.
You can't deny that.
I'm a big dude with big dreams.
Yeah.
Big plans.
Big mouth.
Big mouth. That's why I got a show.
Yeah. How many shows? Jesus Christ.
I just got one show.
How many shows are you on?
Technically.
Regularly.
I don't know if not regularly. No, no. That's debatable. This is your show. This is your show, though. This is what I'm talking about.
That it is. This edition of Dr. Drew's Tent. Dr. Drew's Two Cents.
Dr. Drew's Tents. That's our next podcast. We are going to... you are going to test out outdoor equipment. Different tents, sleeping bags, things like that.
I'm totally okay with that. I love camping.
Dr. Drew's Tents. Coming soon. 2016.
Oh, I know. This edition... I'm answering questions.
Yeah, the doctor is in.
The doctor is in. I'm answering questions. Anything that anybody asked, I will answer. Didn't matter what it was. Makes no difference to me. Subject is taboo.
Taboo.
I will answer any and all questions asked during the next however many minutes.
Yes, and we got the questions ahead of time.
Yes.
So don't bother calling.
No.
Or tweeting us at this moment.
No.
You missed your opportunity.
Bad idea. This is pre-recorded show.
It's a pre-recorded show. Maybe in the future.
Oh, I mean, definitely in the future.
We'll be doing this again.
If we ever do anything live.
We'll definitely do something live.
Good Lord.
But I'm saying if we do this again.
I have no shame. I'll answer anything.
Drew has, there's no shame in the game he got. Let's all be
I have very little. I have very little game.
Very little. Very little. Because there's no. That's why there's no shame in it. Blech.
All right. So yeah, I mean, I guess.
So yeah, I got a bunch of questions for you. Since you're gonna be, I might as well be asking you the questions, right?
Yeah. I mean, you ask, I will answer.
All right. Well, this one comes from Billy D.
All right.
He is our New York City show correspondent.
Yes, he is.
Horror film aficionado expert, yes. He writes, I have two questions for the doctor. Number one.
Yes, doctor.
What's up, doc?
Hard-ons and helicopters.
And number two, do you concur?
Yes.
I concur, Billy. Thank you, Billy. We appreciate it, buddy.
Of course.
This one comes from El Rey Leon Rivera.
Okay.
That's what translates to the king.
Nice.
Leon Rivera.
All right.
Best comic that should be turned into a film. You're the comic book guy.
I mean, right now, I'm, Saga, you know, by Brian K. Vaughan. I think it's really good. And especially with, you know, all of these crazy space operas that are either out already or are coming out. Like, what's the one? With the Channing Tatum.
Jupiter Ascending.
Jupiter Ascending, like that. It would be very akin to that. I think that would be very good. Or actually, maybe DMZ. It's a comic book about the second American Civil War. And the island of Manhattan is the demilitarized zone. It's the DMZ.
Okay.
So, you know, imagine the craziness that could go on. Because it happens.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of attention's paid to the comics that are the superheroes with the capes and the tights, and not enough attention is paid to those crazy ones like
Transmetropolitan would be good. You know, it's basically just Hunter S. Thompson in the future.
So basically, that the last like two Dr. Drews a couple of months ago when he did one on comic books, but the comic books specific books, right? Any of those.
Any of those.
Any of those.
Any of them would be awesome.
Would be awesome.
Yeah.
So go back, people, and download that and find out which films Drew thinks should be turned, or which comics should be turned into films. All right. This one comes from Big Mike.
Okay.
Swamp Patrol guys. Shout out to Swamp Patrol guys. Check them out. Swamppatrol.com. Friend of the show. Big Mike writes, what was the last movie you walked out on or couldn't even finish watching?
I don't necessarily remember the last movie that I walked out on, but I remember the first.
Okay.
And that was Street Fighter in theaters.
Really?
It came out. When did that movie come out?
Hadouken!
Yeah. I mean, that movie came out in what? Like the
90s? I'm going to call it like 95. Just straight up mid 90s, 95, 96.
All right, so that means I was 12. even at the age of 12.
In your wheelhouse. Yeah.
Even at the age of 12, I knew it was a garbage movie.
That's funny. That's like,
and I couldn't take it. I walked out of the theater. Like, I got there early, did the whole thing, sat down, started watching the movie. Before the movie even ended, I was like, I can't take this
I'm
anymore.
I'm out of here. And that's hysterical. Street Fighter.
Yeah.
That's like how my brother, we went and saw Batman and Robin, mm-hmm. and he was 10.
Yeah.
Right? Should be even more forgiving of a movie. We walked out of that movie, and he looked at me, and he was like, that was really bad. I was like, yeah. Yeah, it was. Mm. It was made for specifically for you, and even you thought it was terrible.
Even you thought it was all. Exactly.
Yep. Big Mike has a second question.
Okay.
What was the last fish you caught, and where were you?
The last fish that I caught.
Yes.
Man. I don't even remember what it was. But it was on a fishing trip in high school. A buddy of mine's dad had a boat. We went out in the Gulf.
Mm.
I don't remember what it was. It was, I don't know, maybe 2 feet long.
Mm.
Had white fleshy meat that was delicious.
Ooh, so it was a whitefish.
Yeah, sorts.
Knowing you, I can picture you being like a fishing kind of guy. Like, I never really got into fishing.
Into
it? Really?
I mean, I had
the kind of guy that'd be into it. Like, you don't mind touching gross things like fish.
Yeah, no. I mean, dude,
baiting a hook.
I've butchered enough fish and baited enough hooks.
Right.
I mean, I've done it. I have fished.
Yeah.
You know, both saltwater and freshwater.
Okay.
You know, from land, from canoe, from you know, giant ass boat.
Mm-hmm.
It just never, you know. At a certain point in time, you know, people start, you start taking fishing seriously. You know.
I guess so.
And
yeah.
I just can't bring myself to do it.
Not your thing.
Yeah. I mean, I can appreciate it. I mean, I love going. I mean,
it just sounds like to me that I think Big Mike wants to take you on a fishing trip.
That's fine. I'll go on a fishing trip. Fishing trips are awesome. You get really drunk on a fishing trip.
I was about to say, best part of fishing trip, that fish whistle.
Yeah.
This one is from Chico from Answer Pants. Okay. Friend of the show. Yeah. Guys, check out Answer Pants at rampantradio.com. Chico was on the show before. We'll have him on again, too. Actually, next Monday, I'll be on Answer Pants.
Oh, nice.
Go on the show next week. Would you rather lose all of your old memories or never be able to make new ones?
Oh, man.
So you could lose all your old ones, forget about all the bad shit, but all the good shit.
Well, everything.
So everything that brought you where you are to this time.
Yes.
Or you can never make new ones. Henceforth, you're like Guy Pearson the Mento.
Yeah.
You gotta tattoo yourself to try to remember stuff. And then you trick yourself into killing a guy. For revenge. Spoiler for Memento.
Man.
13 years later. Not talking about movies! Actually, kind of worse.
Man, this is rough. This is rough. You know, fuck
it. Well, talk it out loud. I mean,
we'll just forget the past.
Forget the past?
Yeah.
Forget where you come from?
Uh-huh.
As long as you can remember where you're going?
Yeah.
You find that more valuable?
Yes.
I think it would be a pain in the ass to have that andro retrograde, whatever.
I mean, I think it would be, too.
That's exactly what that is, to not be able to make new memories.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Exactly. And the whole not being able to make new memories, things that would mean I would be forever technically like stuck where I am right now.
Ooh.
You know, and that is not a good spot to be in. I need to move on.
We need growth. Okay. Okay. So... lose the old ones. Here we go.
Yeah, lose the old ones.
Chico has a second question. What's something you know you do differently than most people?
I know. What do I know I do differently than most people?
Yeah, like most people use toilet paper. What do you do when you go to the bathroom?
I use toilet paper.
Oh, okay.
Although I've been trying to perfect that three-shell method. I just don't get it.
It doesn't make sense. It is not any way cleaner. It's worse. It is so much worse.
Man, what do I do different?
It's an interesting question.
I know. I'm trying to think of like times people have been
I would imagine,
dude, the way you do that's fucking weird.
I would imagine maybe a cooking thing or a video game thing.
I mean, I guess in this day and age, most people, like when they do video games, they do multiplayer, you know, like they play with their friends, this, that, the other.
Right.
I am pretty much wholeheartedly against that.
You're a single player kind of guy?
Yeah, I'm a single player kind of guy.
Player one, fight.
Exactly. I want nothing to do with it. I mean, fighting games with a dude on the couch.
Well, that's different. Yeah,
but, you know,
that's
like,
button mashing.
I don't think I've tried the multiplayer function on a single video game on the Xbox 360.
Huh.
Hasn't even interested me in the slightest.
There you
go. Yeah. So maybe that.
A lot of people love that multiplayer.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I mean, we used to do Halo back in the day, but that was...
it's more of a soul fighting thing, too. Yeah. You know? And even then, for me personally, playing multiplayer Halo, I prefer when it's versus... I suppose on the same team. Like, man, I gotta cooperate with these guys.
Exactly.
Johnny the Hater, friend of the show.
Johnny. What does Johnny want to know?
He wants to know, what do you think of the hilt on the new dark lightsaber? Does the lightsaber need any special effects buffoonery to make it any cooler than it already is?
I'm going to say no. And the, I guess I understand the hilt. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what it's for in sword fighting. I get it. Don't think it's necessary, though. I like the... because that makes it more of like a broadsword, you know? Before, yes. You know, everything was very samurai.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I really liked that aesthetic. I mean, it's cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, you know, in the grand Star Wars universe, you know, there are many
other
different...
Other types of swords.
Exactly. So, but
what did you think of Darth Maul's double thing with blades on each end?
It lasted for what, one movie and one fight scene, and then you never saw it again. Yeah. So it didn't really matter.
Wait, didn't he get cut in half? Right, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Something like that.
I can't remember that fucking.
I mean, it was cool, but you know, anything beyond, I think, just the straight up lightsaber is just a novelty.
All right, there you go. It's a novelty. Nick Sharaba chiming in.
Ah, nice.
Nick Sharaba, friend of the show, SBK Live as well.
Nick Sharaba.
He was on episode 91 or 92 of our show.
Something like that.
Friend of the show asked, how far can Drew reach up a horse's ass? Is that with or without a glove?
Well, I mean, how long is my arm?
About 3 feet.
There we go. About 3 feet of a horse's ass.
So you're saying to the hilt?
Glove, preferably.
You're grabbing kidneys.
I'll go all the way. What the fuck?
Nick follows that up with, what's Drew's goals? What are your goals for this year? And are there, and, okay, it was autocorrect kicking here. What are your goals for this year, and are there any bad habits you're trying to quit?
My goals for the year are to A, survive it, and
survive
here. And B, hopefully make more money than I did last year.
Good goal. Good goal.
Any bad habits? I'm trying to quit smoking. Have been for a while. This
smoking them cigs.
All this stress as of recent is not helping the cause.
No, it doesn't help the cause, does it?
Merry fucking Christmas.
It's Christmas year round for some people. I can see how that can be grating. Curtis Earth.
Ah, Kurt. What? Ah, Mr. Trivia himself.
Mr. Trivia himself. Episode 100. Check him out.
He wrote us a lovely song.
He wrote us a great song. Check that out. Episode 100. He writes, quinoa.
Uh-huh.
Originated on what continent? Asia or South America?
South America.
That is correct. Number two. Since 1903... Barnum's Animal Crackers have featured how many different types of animals? He gave it to me as the closest to the pin, but you're the only one doing this, so I'm going to give you a leeway of four. So plus minus
how
four.
How many different animals have been on it?
Since 1903, Barnum's Animal Crackers have featured how many different types of animals? I'm giving you a plus minus four, because I'm an ice game.
Plus or minus four... I didn't even think it was that large. I was going to say somewhere around like eight or 10.
Eight or 10.
So I'm going to go with eight. I'll go with 10.
You went with 10?
Yeah.
That's why I told Curtis 10 too.
Yeah.
37.
What?
I couldn't even think of 37 animals.
Well, because I used to get the animal crackers back in the day.
Yeah, me too.
Each box has a different animal on it.
Yeah.
But there were only like maybe six or seven different animals that I saw on there. So I thought maybe double that.
Going back to 1903. So.
Man, nuts.
The Black Hasselhoff from Forget That Yo Radio.
Yes.
Check those guys out. ForgetThatYo.com.
Forget That Yo.
For you white people, that's FO, Get,
G-E-T, D-A-T, Yo, Y-O.
Y-O.
Forget That Yo.
He writes, I would like to hear you guys cast a 2015 remake of Coming to America, the main characters.
All right. So
let's start with
Eddie Murphy's character.
Eddie Murphy's main character.
Yes.
The guy who's coming to America. Mm-hmm. Who should play him this year? Kevin Hart's hot. But is that
Kevin
too
Hart
obvious?
Kevin Hart is hot, but I'm not sure if he can.
He's not right for that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he can do it like that. You know, Eddie Murphy could actually be dramatic.
I'm thinking Eddie Murphy should come back and play the James Earl Jones father character.
Agreed.
Right?
Yes.
Shout out to, you know, mm-hmm. to Eddie Murphy, right?
But then I mean, instead of
it's him and Arsenio Hall.
I know. I mean,
Simi.
Let's do. We could do. Let's get Will Smith and Martin Lawrence back together.
Oh, man. Don't you think they're just a little too old, though? I think they're a little too
old. They're way too old.
I think Will Smith and Martin Lawrence should play the barbershop guys.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Martin
and
Lawrence.
And different characters, too.
Martin Lawrence could do that, too, because he used to do the dress-up thing.
Yeah, the two of them should play, like, five different characters in the barbershop.
Agreed.
The Mighty Sharp or whatever.
Yeah.
Still don't have the main guy. That's tough.
Oh, man.
Brandon T. Jackson? He's kind of young, but he's a charming dude.
Donald Glover
could be. He's like a young.
He could be the Arsenio Hall character.
Brandon C. Jackson and Donald Glover are the son and the Simi character.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy's the king.
Yes.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in the shop. We're gonna have to add extra barbershop scenes too to take advantage of that. And then who's gonna play the girl? Zoe Saldana. How can it not be?
Yeah, totally. I'm down.
And the guy who runs the McDowell's.
Oh, and then the dude. And who's the Jerry Curl boyfriend?
Oh, the Eric Lasalle character. Yeah. Okay, we gotta get these two guys, and then we're done. Okay, so dad, older dude,
older black. I mean,
does that have to be an older black guy? She could be adopted.
It could be Denzel.
Denzel. Boom. Denzel's McDowell.
Yeah.
He's trying to explain away the Golden Arcs.
Uh-huh.
And the boyfriend. Could be anyone. Let's go Dan Stevens.
Okay. Because the guest is awesome.
Because he's got the blue eyes and he's awesome and the guest is awesome.
Yes.
There we go. We just cast I can go see that fucking movie. I can go see that. All right, here we go. On Twitter, at Mr. Nadathon. A couple questions. First, he wants to know, how do I get the girl?
You get the girl. Don't be creepy. Don't be the creepy guy. If you're the creepy guy, you never get the girl. Also, don't be the shy guy, because the shy guy doesn't get the girl. Also, don't be the nice guy, because the nice guy never gets the girl.
So don't be creepy, nice,
or shy.
I'm two of those three things.
That's probably why you haven't gotten the girl.
And one of them is not nice.
Yeah.
It's that creepy shy guy.
It's that creepy shy guy.
I sit in the corner and go, nim, nim. He's pretty.
Yeah, you can't. Don't be that guy. Be confident. Women love confidence.
Obviously.
In anything. It doesn't matter if you're wrong or if you're fucking stupid. If you're confident in it, she'll actually pick up on that.
That's true.
It's strange.
Yeah, that's true. Also, have lots of money.
Well, I mean, I thought that was a given. Women love money.
Sometimes you gotta say these things out loud. Mr. Nathan has another question.
Uh-huh.
Why so much doubt and for all Batman v Superman : Dawn of Just Ice conversation? I get the overstuffing of heroes causing no story like Avengers, but all I have to say is Watchmen. Not an attack, just really baffled.
It's not the... I am worried about Watchmen... Watchmen, I knew about, and everything ties together in Watchmen. It's all one. There is a cohesive story that is being told through the eyes of all of these different characters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's a singular story.
Exactly.
Watchmen, the movie, wasn't designed to spin off 4, 5, 6 different movies.
No, exactly. It was a standalone thing. You know, there was a beginning, the middle, there was an end.
And based on a book that exists.
Yes. This whole Batman v Superman, Dawn of Just Ice, Dawn of Just Ice, whatever. When it started, there was going to be a Superman movie and there was going to be a Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
And now somehow they've decided to smash them together and then add all these other characters because they want to bring in other things.
Mm-hmm.
It seems more of a marketing ploy than an actual movie. I mean, a lot of characters can be good and can be bad. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of these Avengers movies as movies because they really don't tell a story.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a bunch of action scenes and some feel-good stuff, maybe.
Yeah. A slow build to the Infinity Gauntlet.
Exactly.
Which is where the fun begins, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's where the real fun begins.
And that's still a few years away.
Yeah. And I called it how long ago?
You did call it years ago. Check the tape. Episode one, people.
So,
you should call that forever ago.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, it seems more like a... Yeah, I agree with everything. It's a jumbled mess. It seems more like marketing than a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could be dead wrong. It could be the greatest thing ever.
It could still be good.
And if that's the case, good for it.
And you know what?
But it's never going to be Watchmen.
It won't be Watchmen. Part of the thing for me personally is that I've been burned too many times on movies like this, too. Obviously, I want a Batman v Superman movie to be awesome.
Yes,
I prefer the DC guys to the Marvel guys anyway. I love the original Superman movies. I love the Batman movies. I want this to work. They're even going... It's Zack Snyder, who I like. It's slightly somewhat based on the Dark Knight Returns, the Frank Miller stuff, which I love. The elements are there, but then it just seems like... It's so risky that this could be actually good. Let alone, like, oh, this is going to be great. Like, I don't want it to even be watchable.
Yeah.
The one thing is, at least it's going to be a huge movie. We won't be able to deny that.
Yeah.
But you know what else are huge, big movies? Michael Bay films.
Yes, so, and they're pretty awful most of the time.
Pretty awful 95% of the time.
Yeah.
So there, I think that answers the question.
Yeah, right? I hope so.
All right, well, here we go. Now, let's finish the show up with a bunch of quick questions from Rage Against Twit. Rage Against Twit went a little crazy. I was like, anyone got any questions? And he just was like, I got time on my hands.
Oh, yeah.
So Drew has a bunch. I have a bunch. I guess you got them there. Why don't you ask one? What do you got there?
What would I want more? Best picture or best director?
Oh, what do you want more? Best picture or best director?
I would rather have best picture personally. I mean, I don't know. Directing doesn't necessarily interest me.
That's fair enough. Let's see. I'm making sure we don't have any doubles here.
Yep.
Largest purchase you've ever made?
Somewhere around like $5,000.
Woo! On what?
We're using it right now. We're sitting at it.
Oh,
we sit on it. We use it every single day of the week.
Furniture. Okay.
Yeah, all that stuff we've been using for the last how many years? Yeah, that cost me like over $5,000.
Well, then you were. Oh, just so you know, just so everyone knows, Billy, for the record, found a dick. He did not draw the dick himself.
Oh, he didn't?
If you know what that means, then you're really paying attention. okay, so you go.
What's the biggest lie I ever told someone?
Ooh.
I mean, there was, man, the biggest lie.
You got something to choose from.
I've got so many to choose from. That's the problem. Man. Biggest lie. You know what? I'm going to go with in high school. Probably like after the first time I got arrested, my mom asked me if I'd stopped smoking weed, and I told her yes, and then subsequently got arrested a couple more times that year. So obviously I had not. That was quite a large lie, but that was one of many lies I told my mother during my high school career.
Okay, I'll go ahead and cut all that out. Theme parks or fairs?
Fairs.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Perfect pizza. Where is it and what are the toppings?
Oh, wow.
I mean, in town, probably...
Pizza Hut.
No, Mellow Mushroom, the Mighty Meaty.
That's a good damn pizza.
Really good.
That's a good damn pizza, for sure. Anywhere else? Oh, out of town. How about out of town?
Out of town? I mean, I've had, you know, just... random New York style pizza from some places random. That are just like, wow, really?
Just walk in?
Yeah, just walk in, you know? You'd be surprised, you know, the shittiest little pizza place could actually have some really good pizza.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
All right. If all your bills were paid for and you didn't have to work, what would you dedicate your time to daily?
Man, I'd probably move to Colorado and start growing weed.
There you go. Just straight up grow that shit.
I mean, why the fuck not?
Why not? That's a good question.
No.
It's the best question.
Mm-hmm. What is the most memorable class / course I've ever taken? What was it? It was my world religions class.
Okay.
In Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
And both the teacher and the textbook that we used treated... No, it was world mythology.
Oh.
And they treated all religion as mythology. Mm. So even, you know, contemporary Christian stuff, they treated it as straight up mythology. And, you know, compared, contrasted to old stuff. This is the... I mean, you... It was...
All the connections between all the mythologies. Well, no,
exactly. It was...
The stuff they got reused over and over.
It was really eye-opening to... I mean, I knew that, you know, at that time, I had already made the decision that religion was bullshit. This just kind of really solidified it with, you know, facts and empirical evidence.
Gave you the tools.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is where these stories came from.
Right.
And this is why we're still telling them today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
World mythologies.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you not mind waiting?
I mean, I guess probably at the restaurant. I don't mind waiting at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because I've usually got a drink in my hand.
Yeah.
Or at the bar.
Sometimes we got bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Get an appy.
Waiting in lines at like shopping malls and shit like that.
That's the opposite.
It sucks.
Yeah. Or it's department
awful.
Store.
Yeah, awful.
The worst.
Yeah. Theme parks, really bad too.
Yeah.
Well, at least at a theme park, at the end of the line is something fun.
Yeah.
At a store at the end of the line is
4 minutes of fun.
I gotta spend money.
What things don't I mind splurging on? My bed. Beds are one thing I will.
People say you should spend good money on your bed.
I will spoil myself rotten on my bed
because the amount of time you spend in it.
Yeah, I did. I spoiled myself. And oh man, I mean, yeah, everything else I kind of mind. I mean, I will. You know, I'll splurge on every. You know, I'll splurge on video games, comic books, you name it. I'll splurge on it.
Mm-hmm.
When I've got the money, but and that's not...
You're not going to go out of your way. Though.
No, exactly. But one thing, no matter how much money I make, I will always have a fucking comfortable bed.
True. That's good.
So...
That's good. You hear that, ladies? Best... Is it my turn? Best best food choice advice you can give someone.
Best food choice advice?
Best food choice advice you can give someone. How do you advise someone bestly in their food choices?
Never get gluten-free pasta.
Stay away from that crap.
It is awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has nothing to do with... I mean, I've gone on rants on the gluten-free diet and things of that nature, but just the pasta itself does not taste good.
It's just bad.
Yeah. I mean... never order fish on Sunday.
Because food comes in on Monday.
Yeah, well, because the fresh fish comes in on Monday, and the restaurant didn't get their fish delivery. The last one they got was on Friday. So that's three-day-old fish.
Ooh.
So don't order the fish on Sundays at any restaurant ever.
Okay, there you go.
Choose one, the date of your passing without the method, or the method of death without the date.
Question.
So do you want to know how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
One or the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with when I'm going to die.
Just don't know how.
I don't care how. It makes no difference. If I know exactly when I'm going to die, that means from this point right now until then, no matter what I do, I will not die.
I guess because that's an argument for predestination.
Yes. So no matter what I do...
It's been fated that you're going to die at that time.
Uh-huh. So that means no matter what else I do...
What if knowing when you're going to die moves up your death date?
So be it.
Because you live more recklessly because you think, oh, that's the date I'm going to die. Yeah. But what if you didn't know? What if you knew how you were going to die instead, but you didn't know when you were going to die, so you lived your life a little more carefully?
Yeah. I'd rather...
And then you're... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a moving target. Yes. I'm saying it's time flows backwards. Depending on what you choose in the future changes what happens in the past. The future is yesterday.
The future is yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. Does that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So with that in mind.
Yeah, still.
Still, no. When?
I'd rather go reckless.
Okay.
I'd rather live my life than living in fear.
All right. Well, speaking of reckless, do you untie your shoes when you take them off?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
What line of profession do you admire most?
Huh. Bag boys, obviously.
Yes.
Texas oilmen.
No. I mean, I guess doctors. It's a noble profession. I mean, most of them are overpaid assholes, but the ones who do good work.
Sure.
I don't think. Well, I mean.
A lot of them are trying to help.
Exactly.
They want to help. Mm-hmm. That's why they got into it.
Yeah.
And also so they can cut into some bodies and.
Well, that's surgeons.
See some meat.
Yeah.
Well, surgeons think they're God. Surgeons are assholes. Fuck those guys. What's your worst pet peeve?
Ooh, stupid people. And not just like, they're stupid. No, like actual stupid, uninformed people.
Ignoramuses.
Yes. Like people who just, you know, talk out of their ass with no empirical evidence or data or anything. They're just blah, 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 blah.
So Facebook.
Yeah, it makes me really angry. What's the least masculine drink cocktail you've ordered?
Oh.
A
couple of blowjob shots, Drew.
I don't even remember where I was, and I don't. Well, no, I remember where I was. I don't remember what the name of it was, but the bartender came up, and it was like the middle of the day, mm-hmm. and I just asked for the fruitiest thing that they had.
And you said specifically, yeah. Give me the fruitiest thing you have.
Yeah. And I got this really strange, very large blue concoction. And it got me drunk.
Blue concoctions are good.
Yeah.
When it's blue, you know it's good, actually.
Exactly.
I think blue drinks are all.
Yeah.
Are
so awesome. it was a random blue drink, and man, did I get wasted.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. What's the strangest thing you've eaten as a child?
When I was a kid, Stouffer's had spinach crepes that came frozen. With cheddar cheese on them. Mm. They were the greatest thing in the world. And then they stopped selling them.
A lot of kids eating them spinach crepes.
You know, exactly. Everybody thought I was really weird. Even my parents thought I was weird, but I was fucking hooked on those things.
Because of all the MSG, that's why they stopped selling them.
Yeah. Well, it was creamed spinach wrapped inside like little pastries.
Yeah.
And
covered
in cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
It was the most amazing. I mean, it's fucking delicious.
And then sprinkled generously with MSG.
Probably.
I got to answer this one. Strangest thing I've had when I was a kid. One time when I was home by myself making lunch. I was like seven, maybe, 7 years old. And I was like, why don't I just put all my favorite sandwiches together?
Oh, what'd you make?
So it was everything. It
peanut
had
butter.
It was peanut butter, jelly, Genoa salami, cheese. I think it had some mayo on it. It may have had one or two other things on there.
Mustard, probably.
I was into mustard.
Not into mustard?
Not into mustard when I was a kid. And I remember eating it and not liking it.
But not like.
But the only thing I didn't like was that because of all the peanut butter and the mayo and everything, it was like all the stuff like was sliding sloppy. In and out. And I was like, oh, this thing's a pain in the butt to eat.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise sounds disgusting.
I'm sure it was. And I'm sure those Stouffer's
broccoli. Jelly and mayonnaise.
I'm sure those
Stouffer's
broccoli things were whatever. The spinach things are gross too.
Hey, I was a kid.
Exactly.
I don't even remember what they taste like.
We were kids. Leave us alone.
Would you rather travel intercontinentally with friends or transoceanic alone? I've seen a couple documentaries on people sailing alone, and I've seen All Is Lost with Mr. Redford, and traveling transoceanic alone sounds like the most crazy dangerous idea ever. So I'm going to go intercontinentally with friends,
even if it's the Pacific.
So be it.
It's a little calmer than the Atlantic. Atlantic's crazy.
Yeah.
Pacific, it's the Pacific. It's passive.
It's larger. Much, much larger.
That's pretty scary. All right, I got one more question here from him. He writes, if you could uninvent one thing, what would it be?
Like it. Uninvent. Only one?
Only one thing. Uninventing, that's like... What's that thing? Inception. miss it. It's like Inception.
I know.
Headshot. Oh.
I'm trying to think of...
Wrong button.
What to uninvent. I mean, there's a lot of things you could uninvent.
Well, let's pick one. I got mine. I'll tell you after you. After you, I'll wait for you to. But after you,
let's uninvent the poached egg.
The poached egg.
It has made me very angry in my culinary career.
Fuck you, poached
eggs. I just wish it didn't exist. I mean, they're delicious. I love them, but I'd never want to cook another one again in my life.
There you go.
I would have the government uninvent AIDS because they invented it to wipe out the gay community.
Or how about to uninvent crack so they could, you know.
Yeah, I feel more like AIDS is a little worse.
So AIDS was invented in your book?
Yeah, in my book, which is called The Book of Life, which is reality, government invented AIDS.
Invented.
And put it in the community, in the gay community. To wipe out the gays.
Wipe out the gays.
Closers. I'm out of questions. Do you have any questions over
here? Yes.
Go ahead.
Ice Cube had a good day. What's yours? I don't know. Probably some day in high school when I had a bunch of money and nothing to do.
And a lack of responsibility. No bills.
Exactly. And I had a lot of money. So, yeah, probably one of those days.
They all blend together. They're all, yeah. They're all so good. So good.
What childhood memories stand out?
Oh.
I mean, I remember some stuff from like elementary school. You know, random things.
Not even one memory jumps out right away. Good one, bad one. A boring one.
There was a girl in class who I liked in like second grade, and I made an ass of myself, and she slapped me across the face. That was one of many slaps that I had incurred up to that point, actually. Not by her, but other people.
Eh,
yeah.
You're trying to sow your wild oats.
Yeah, in like second grade, dude.
Hey.
Tearing that shit up.
Some people are early developers.
At what age did you start drinking? What were the circumstances?
Oh, there you go.
Now, are we saying start drinking or when was the first time I got drunk?
Well, I'm going to go literal. He said start drinking.
Well, I mean, I started drinking on a regular basis when I was 16, and I got a car the day I turned 16, and that was
right
the end
start,
of it all.
Right, we started drinking and driving immediately.
I started drinking in middle school. The first time I ever got drunk was in second grade. Me and my buddy skipped school, went to his place, looked at Playboys, drank a bottle of wine, and smoked cigarettes.
So that's why. And then you went to that girl, and you said some shit to her all drunk about Playboy spread you saw. And she was like, she slapped you out of her reflex. She even didn't know why she slapped me. She's still playing My Little Pony and Barbies and shit.
I don't think I did anything that crazy. But, no.
Okay.
What's the tastiest beer that comes in a stinky green bottle? I mean, for me, probably Stella Artois. It's in a stinky green bottle. Do you drink any beer in a stinky green bottle?
I try not to. I try to get the canned versions. So it's Stella, Heineken, Rolling Rock.
Grolsch.
Yingling. Yingling does come in green bottles, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Chekvar. Yeah, Chekvar does come in a green bottle, doesn't it?
Yep. I'd go Chekvar.
All right. That's all I got.
That's it?
That's everything.
Hey, all right, well, there we go. That's a bunch of good questions, dude. Good times.
Yeah, so, the doctor is out. No more questions. I'm retiring for the evening. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Peace.